Listening test. Part 1. You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Now I'll tell you why I want to transfer between classes. Mrs. Brooks, I really like my teacher and my classmates, but I find it very hard not to speak in my own language. I just begin to think in English when the class ends, and I'm surrounded by other people from my country, so it's natural that we all speak in our mother tongue. I have been looking around for a class where there are very few other people from my country, so I'll be forced to use English. The best class I can find is the evening class, which begins at 6 p.m. Most of the students in that class come from countries which speak Spanish, and I can't speak a word, so I must use English. I have an Italian friend in the class, and she tells me there are 2 Hong Kong Chinese, 6 Spanish speakers, and 1 Japanese student. She says most people speak English at the break, although sometimes the Spanish slip into their own language. I check the class list, and 2 students have dropped out of the evening class, so there should be room for me. Could you please see if I can join the class? I'm not sure what the class number is, but the evening class I want is in room 305 of the Trotter Building. The class I'm in now is next door to the Trotter Building in Prince Tower, so it's very easy for me to find my way to the new class. I'm not going home until late today, so could you please leave a message for me at my friend Margaret's house? Her number is 812-7543, and she has an answering machine. I do hope you can transfer me, Mrs. Brooks. If there is any more information you need, please call me. Thank you very much.
Now listen again.
Now I'll tell you why I want to transfer between classes. Mrs. Brooks, I really like my teacher and my classmates, but I find it very hard not to speak in my own language. I just begin to think in English when the class ends. And I'm surrounded by other people from my country, so it's natural that we all speak in our mother tongue. I have been looking around for a class where there are very few other people from my country, so I'll be forced to use English. The best class I can find is the evening class, which begins at 6 p.m. Most of the students in that class come from countries which speak Spanish, and I can't speak a word, so I must use English. I have an Italian friend in the class, and she tells me there are 2 Hong Kong Chinese, 6 Spanish speakers, and 1 Japanese student. She says most people speak English at the break, although sometimes the Spanish slip into their own language. I check the class list, and 2 students have dropped out of the evening class, so there should be room for me. Could you please see if I can join the class? I'm not sure what the class number is, but the evening class I want is in room 305 of the Trotter Building. The class I'm in now is next door to the Trotter Building in Prince Tower, so it's very easy for me to find my way to the new class. I'm not going home until late today, so could you please leave a message for me at my friend Margaret's house? Her number is 812-7543, and she has an answering machine. I do hope you can transfer me, Mrs. Brooks. If there is any more information you need, please call me. Thank you very much.
That's the end of part 1. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Part 2. You're going to listen to another recorded material. Again, before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read the instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Oh, hi Dave. Long time no see.
Hi Maria. I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Take a seat. Would you like anything to drink? I have Sprite or orange juice.
Sprite would be fine. So how have you been?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm doing okay. But school has been really hectic these days, and I haven't had time to relax.
By the way, what's your major anyway?
Hotel management.
Well, what do you want to do once you graduate?
I haven't decided for sure, but I think I'd like to work for a hotel or travel agency in this area. How about you?
Well, when I first started college, I wanted to major in French. But I realized I might have a hard time finding a job using the language. So I changed majors to computer science.
Oh.
With the right skills, landing a job in the computer industry shouldn't be as difficult.
So, do you have a part-time job to support yourself through school?
Well, fortunately for me, I received a 4-year academic scholarship.
Wow.
That pays for all of my tuition and books.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. How about you? Are you working your way through school?
Yeah, I work 3 times a week at a restaurant near campus.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm a cook.
How do you like your job?
It's okay. The other workers are friendly, and the pay isn't bad.
Now listen again.
Oh, hi Dave. Long time no see.
Hi Maria. I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Take a seat. Would you like anything to drink? I have Sprite or orange juice.
Sprite would be fine. So how have you been?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm doing okay. But school has been really hectic these days, and I haven't had time to relax.
By the way, what's your major anyway?
Hotel management.
Well, what do you want to do once you graduate?
I haven't decided for sure, but I think I'd like to work for a hotel or travel agency in this area. How about you?
Well, when I first started college, I wanted to major in French. But I realized I might have a hard time finding a job using the language. So I changed majors to computer science.
Oh.
With the right skills, landing a job in the computer industry shouldn't be as difficult.
So, do you have a part-time job to support yourself through school?
Well, fortunately for me, I received a 4-year academic scholarship.
Wow.
That pays for all of my tuition and books.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. How about you? Are you working your way through school?
Yeah, I work 3 times a week at a restaurant near campus.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm a cook.
How do you like your job?
It's okay. The other workers are friendly, and the pay isn't bad.
That's the end of part 2. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Part 3. This is the last recorded material you are going to listen to. You also have 20 seconds to read the instructions before you listen. And you will also listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock, but that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling. But I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat. And when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
Now listen again.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock. But that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling, but I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat. And when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
That's the end of the listening section. You now have 3 minutes to check all what you have done before moving to the other parts of the test. Thank you. Time's up.